And that's all coming up in our next hour. But first, our award-winning news editor at Travel Writers Radio, Kirsty Bedford, is back with all the travel news here on Travel Writers Radio until 7 p.m. on Melbourne's J Air 88 FM.
This is Travel Writers Radio News, presented by Kirsty Bedford.
In travel news this week, Pfizer says its COVID vaccine has achieved success in late-stage clinical trials, giving some hope to the early regrowth of international travel. The pharmaceutical giant says in what is a great day for science and humanity, the first set of results from its Phase 3 COVID-19 vaccine trial provides the initial evidence of the vaccine's ability to prevent the virus. It says it's reaching a critical milestone after 10 months of research. More than 43,500 participants were involved in the trial. A final analysis is now underway. Based on current projections, it expects to produce up to 50 million vaccine doses in 2020 and up to 1.3 billion doses in 2021. Closer to home, and Melbourne has officially joined the Trans-Tasman bubble. Victoria hasn't had any new cases of COVID-19 since the 31st of October. Flights into Melbourne from New Zealand began this week, and the Victorian Premier says it will shortly have significant announcements regarding COVID restrictions. At the end of the month, the Victorian-New South Wales border opens, and this week, the Ring of Steel dividing metropolitan Melbourne and regional Victoria has now been removed, providing a much-needed economic injection into the regions of the state. Meanwhile, the Australia Tourism Industry Council is calling for a plan to fast-track the reopening of all domestic borders. It says analysis showed national visitor spend is down 53%, with visitor trips down 40%. In the 2020 calendar year to August, domestic visitation across Australia fell 42% and visitor spend 47%, reflecting the massive impact of the COVID pandemic and bushfire crisis. Executive Director Simon Westaway says with the nation proving its collective suppression of the virus, remaining state and territory border blockages need to be timetabled to lift. He says a fully reopened Australia to Australians is the best message we can send, giving confidence for a COVID-safe return to travel, be it to holiday, visit family and friends, or for business. He's called for a new national tourism and visitor economy strategy and plan, including a sharp focus on sustainable recovery. The New South Wales government is behind a push for two new major concerts in the state in a bid to kickstart the state's economy and bring visitors to Sydney. On Saturday the 28th of November and Saturday the 5th of December, there will be two major concerts at Kudos Bank Arena for more than 12,000 fans. Greatest Southern Nights will be headlined by Ocean Alley and Bernard Fanning. Promoter TG Chief Executive Jeff Jones says the concerts are part of a crucial push to reboot the live performance industry. He says they will show that we can stage larger scale live concerts safely. And finally, if you needed another reason to visit far north Queensland, this might be it. A new luxury hotel has officially opened its doors in Cairns this week. Flynn, a Crystal Brook Collection hotel, was originally set for an April opening but was delayed due to COVID. Situated on the Cairns Esplanade Boardwalk, Flynn has 311 rooms and suites, two glass pools, a day spa and a 24-hour gym. The ground-level restaurant, Boardwalk Social, opened in January and has live music and 40 different kinds of gin to sample. That's travel news this week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.
That was Kirsty Bedford with Travel Writers Radio News.